Welcome to Life 365 with me, Lacey Lee Elliott. On Sundays, we talk about all things automotive. I'm really excited to be sitting down today with my good friend Chris to talk about trucks, because Chris is what I would say a truck guy. And if you've been watching me on driving television or reading any of my reviews on wheels.ca, you will know I'm that girl that drives her boyfriend's truck to get groceries kind of thing. I'm not hauling or towing or using a truck for what I know it's really for. And I've been given Chris a hard time. He was recently in a car accident, had to write his truck off, so he's been looking for a new one. And I've been giving him a hard time because I've said to him, you're a Dodge guy. And he's given me these weird looks. He's given me a weird look right now. But why Dodge? What is it about your truck? What year and model?
Well,
again?
Well, I had a 2003 Dodge 3500 with the Cummins.
And why the Dodge? Like, that's the thing. I realize, well, you truck guys, you're Dodge guys or Ford guys. What is it about Dodge that you love so much?
Well, it was actually, I was actually after the Cummins motor. And I always tell people I bought a Cummins and the Dodge came with it. Every problem I had with that truck over the years was always Dodge or Chrysler related.
So basically, you're not a Dodge guy, you're a Cummins guy.
That's right.
Okay, so explain to me, because I have a basic understanding. I've been really grateful over the years that you have been able to answer some questions and teach me a lot about trucks that I don't know. But really, what is so great about the Cummins?
Well, I think that's all a matter of perspective. For me, just having one and knowing what it's capable of, putting it through the paces, and what I've used it for, from towing 24-foot car haulers from here to Edmonton, fully loaded, no issues, or camping, you know, hauling a camper in a boat, and it's a bulletproof motor.
And what, when you say bulletproof, what do you, can you expand on that a little bit? What makes it a bulletproof motor, in your opinion?
It seems to handle everything you want it to do and more. It always is always exceeded my expectations. And that was one of the, it wasn't 03. It wasn't even a high output model. It was just a regular, I think 305 horsepower came with stock.
And have you always had a truck with a Cummins, or have you had trucks with other engines in them before?
I guess
to compare them.
Yeah, exactly. My two trucks before that were both, one was a Chev, the other one was a GM. They were both gas jobs.
So they were both gas jobs. What specific engines were they? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. I had a 97 Chev. It had the 4.3 liter V6. Phenomenal truck, phenomenal motor. Did everything I needed it to do. It was one of my first vehicles, and I was an apprentice at the time, tradesman, and it did everything I needed to do as far as hauling tools, materials to sites, and I was really quite impressed with what it was.
So then you had another, and so you had a second truck after that?
That's right, yeah. The one I had after that was an 02 GM with the 5.3 liter.
Okay, so the 5.3 liter, what got you into the Cummins? Like, what, again, from what I know about you truck guys or truck people, is you get into your Ford F-150 and that seems to be the truck you own for the rest of your life. So you're one of these guys that has actually had a couple of different trucks. Why did you end up getting into a Dodge with the Cummins engine? Was there a reason behind it?
Well, yeah, I was living in Alberta at the time and I was actually looking for a bigger truck with a diesel motor. And my ex-girlfriend, her family was all about the Cummins motor. They all had Dodges and I was looking at a brand new GM. And it just so happened that...
Were they giving you a hard time?
They were giving me a hard time, yeah.
See, you guys in your trucks.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, and there was a lot of trash talk. And so just so happened that that her brother, he bought a brand new one and he was selling his old one. And I thought, you know what? I'll give it a go. And I've never looked back.
And was that your truck? I'm going to call her Gretchen. I've called Chris's truck Gretchen ever since I met him, because to me, your truck, just like your boat, should have a name. Was this Gretchen that you had?
Yes.
So Gretchen is dead. Gretchen got rode off. You were in an accident, not your fault.
That's right.
And you've been looking for a truck. So this is what started my original intention of having you sit down and talk to me, because you wanted a Dodge so bad. And then you said, no, it's not a Dodge. I'm a Cummins guy. So now I'm saying to you, because I know you should know this, but hi, the Nissan Titan XD has a Cummins engine in it. And it has, I think, since the 2016 model year. So what if you are just a Cummins guy, would you consider the Nissan Titan?
Well, no. In my opinion, it's a glorified half ton, and I'm looking for a full one ton or three quarter ton.
Okay, so I understand the basics of the half ton, but what in when you say it's just, you think, a glorified half ton? What? Why is that?
Towing payload.
Okay, so I don't know a lot of the statistics, honestly. What is the difference in the towing the payload between the Nissan Titan XD with the diesel and then a comparable Dodge product like a Ram?
Well, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I know with that 6.7, depending on the configuration of truck, I think they tow upwards of 30,000 pounds. I don't think you're going to get that with the 5 liter. Plus, when you're running a straight six, you're always going to get more torque.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. Living here with you, living here in beautiful British Columbia and working in the trades, why is that so important to you?
Because of the terrain that we travel. I mean, you try towing a 35-foot trailer, you know, up some of these mountains, and I just don't know that a smaller motor is going to do that.
Yeah, and compared to Alberta, because both of us have lived in Alberta and a lot of the flatter provinces, it's very different here in BC.
It is very different. They also have very different rules with towing. I mean, out there you're allowed to be trained because it is so flat.
Okay. Can you explain to people? I had asked you this earlier because you said this to me. What is a B-train?
Well, a B-train, you have your truck. You can have a trailer as long as it's a fifth wheel hitch. And behind that, you can hook on a boat with a bumper pull.
And you can do that in Alberta or you can't?
You can. In Alberta, that's legal. I'm not too sure what your overall length has to be, but there is a limit.
Interesting.
Because a lot of the guys I knew when I was working in the oil field, they were running the short box diesels with a 35-foot trailer because they could still fit their wakeboard boat, their 22-foot wakeboard boat behind that.
Awesome. And it is. It's like you said, it's a different terrain, a different landscape here in BC than it is in Alberta. 100%. Well, that's it, Chris. Thank you for sitting down. I know I'm going to have you back again. I appreciate our conversations that we've had over the years and what you've been so patient to teach me about trucks. It's been great to learn. Two things. I would love to see if we can get you behind the wheel of the new Nissan Titan XD to see what you think about it, because I know your perspective of it would be very different. So Nissan, if you're listening, Chris, would you be open to that?
I would, actually. I am quite intrigued by the Titan.
What intrigues you actually about the Titan then?
Just what it can do and what it can't do. Also, the fit and finish, from what I've seen in other Nissan vehicles, is pretty nice.
It is probably one of the nicer interiors of especially some of the work trucks out there. I agree.
That's right.
Cool. Well, hopefully Nissan will hear this and maybe we'll get you into one of those trucks. And I'll definitely have you back because I recently got a chance to drive the Ford Raptor. And Chris and I had a few comments and stories and conversations that were not recorded because I really like that truck. So I'll maybe have you back and we can have a conversation about your thoughts on some other truck products. Sound like a plan?
That sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. As always, live your life fully and with integrity 365 days a year.